God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Brother Hutchings welcomes U.S. Senator James Inhofe to the program today. The Oklahoma lawmaker has long been a staunch opponent of the global warming farce, and he's written an explosive book about it entitled The Greatest Hoax. That's what he and Brother Hutchings will be discussing today. Here now is Brother Hutchings and Senator James Inhofe.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Senator Inhofe, certainly appreciate your being with us, taking time from your busy schedule. Now, you wrote the book, The Greatest Hoax. What's the greatest hoax?
The greatest hoax has to do with the assertion by Obama and his people that catastrophic global warming is taking place as a result of man-made gases. It's kind of interesting because way back when I was alone fighting this issue, that was 10 years ago, you know, everyone kind of believed that that was true, and people were scared to death. And I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. And so what we found out at that time, Republicans were a majority. So I chaired a committee that was called the Environment and Public Works Committee. Well, anyway, it was at that time, like everybody else, I thought maybe there's something to this until I found out what it would cost all of those people listening to us right now in way of a tax increase if we went ahead and passed some kind of cap and trade. And the amount was, are you ready for this? It was between $300 and $400 billion a year. So what I did is I thought, well, if we're going to pass something that there's already legislation to pass, cap and trade, and it's going to cost $300 to $400 billion a year, let's check into it and see if the science is real. And that's when I made a couple of speeches on the Senate floor questioning the science. And I have to tell you, my phone ran off the hook. Just people calling, scientists calling up saying this whole thing was contrived by the United Nations. Now, I have to admit, confession's good for the soul, and I have to admit that I've never liked the United Nations. It seems like everything that's against our interests, they bring to us. Well, they were behind this. They started this whole thing way back in the 70s, but they had it kind of reached a peak in 1992 when they had the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. Now, you remember, and some of our listeners remember, way back in 1993, the largest tax increase in decades was the Clinton-Gore tax increase of 1993. They raised the marginal rates. Remember that? They raised the death tax. They raised the capital gains. That was a huge tax increase. And I remember I was outraged. I yelled and screamed on the floor of the Congress. But that was only a $32 billion tax increase. Cap and trade would be a 10 times greater than that. So anyway, this is what they are committed. The one thing that you're going to hear from Obama is that he has to have cap and trade. That is the cornerstone of everything that he promised when he's running for office. He's trying to do it right now. One of the ways he's trying to do it is to destroy local or energy in this country, fossil fuels. And by doing that, he can force us into a cap and trade, which will take fossil fuels, oil, coal, and gas out of existence. Well, that's something that we don't want to happen. It's something that is just outrageous that they would be talking about doing it, but nonetheless they are. I don't know whether you've been talking about this issue on your program, but I'd like for anyone who's listening right now who doesn't agree with what I said so far to look up my publisher has a website called greatesthoax.com, greatesthoax.com. It shows interviews I've had with the far left, Rachel Maddow, Alan Combs, then, of course, interviews with Sean Hannity and some of the conservatives. And what that does is when they watch that, they'll be convinced that we've got to do what we can to stop the Obama administration and the far left. And by that, I mean MoveOn.org and George Soros and Michael Moore, the Hollywood elites and that crowd, from imposing on us this huge tax increase called cap and trade.
Dr. Edward Blick, professor of science at Oklahoma University, I think for 40 years, also served as weatherman for the airports and NASA. He is one of our trustees of our ministry, and he has been on our program many times warning and bringing information about this so-called global warming hoax. He wrote two booklets exposing this as one of the greatest scams in history. And we sent copies to every congressman, every senator, the EPA, president, and all of his staff, exposing this as a scam. So now, if they bothered to read any of what Dr. Blick wrote about it, they would know that it is a total scam. You know, we read in 2 Thessalonians that Paul said in the last days that God would send delusion that men would believe a lie. Now, this greatest hoax, it could also be called the greatest lie, couldn't it?
It could be. In fact, I use that same quote. They talk about that they'll be worshiping the creation and not the creator, which is exactly what we have been observing taking place. Let me mention this. First of all, Dr. Blick from Oklahoma University is a very good friend, and there's a lot of them in the universities who bought into this thing, but certainly he has not. And it's a popular thing to buy into. He will tell you, and I don't know whether it was in his booklet or not, but he'll tell you that there are a lot of researchers and doctors and professors and scientists who have bought into this because they know that if they don't do it, they would lose their funding. There are groups like the Heinz Foundation and others who fund liberal professors in order to get them to say something, you know, to affirm their position. The interesting thing about cap and trade is that while it was all started by the United Nations, and it was started by an effort for them to become self-funding, you know, the United Nations would like to be accountable to no one. They're always doing things that, in my opinion, are not in the best interest of the United States. And so if they're able to do what they're attempting to do today and have been attempting to do since the middle 90s, and they're meeting actually on the down in Rio de Janeiro, and that will be the 20th anniversary of their meeting of the Earth Summit, to try to force America into rationing our own energy. And this is all a part of it. Now, I know there are people out there listening right now that think, because I was all alone on this, fighting this issue up until about 5 years ago. But they're thinking, well, Inhofe, you're wrong, and you've always been wrong on this. Here's something that the most important thing they need to remember. Obama's administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency is Lisa Jackson. I happen to like Lisa Jackson. She, one reason I like her is she has a picture of my 20 kids and grandkids in her office. But she was before our committee, and I asked her this question live on TV. I said, Madam Administrator, are you saying that if we were to pass cap and trade, it would reduce CO2 emissions worldwide? And she said, no. She said, no, because this isn't where the problem is. The problem is in China. The problem is in India. The problem is in Mexico. So in reality, if we were to pass cap and trade here in the United States, it would really increase emissions of CO2, not decrease, because our manufacturing base would have to go where they can find energy. And, of course, they're rationing energy in the United States. So just remember this. Even if I'm wrong on all of this, it would not, passing the highest tax increase in the history of America, still would not reduce CO2 emissions. Now, here's, I'm going to get a little bit complicated, but since we have a longer segment than I normally am given, I'm going to have to do this, because even if there's just a handful of people that will follow this, the legislation that was introduced by John McCain and Joe Lieberman is called the McCain-Lieberman Cap and Trade Bill of 2003. At that time, I was the only one really who was opposing it, but we did defeat it. They came back in 2005. And they were trying to pass it at that time. And we defeated it. Then there are other bills like the Waxman-Markey bill and all of that. Now, fast forward to 2009, when all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but gradually, President Obama had come to realize that we're not going to pass a cap-and-trade bill in the House and or the Senate. So he said, fine, we'll just do it by regulation. Aha. To do it by regulation, you have to have what they call an endangerment finding. And I told Lisa Jackson, the administrator, I said, tomorrow I'm going to go to Copenhagen to tell them the truth that Americans have been lying to them about the fact that they say we're going to pass cap and trade. And I have a feeling when I leave town that you are going to have an endangerment finding to give you the justification for regulating cap and trade that you could not do through legislation. She kind of smiled, and I knew she was going to do that. And I said, when you do that, it's got to be based on science. What science are you going to base it on? She said, the IPCC. Now, that's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That's the United Nations. They're the ones who started this whole thing. Now, ironically, I have to tell you, this happened in just a matter of not days and not months, but minutes and hours after she made that statement was the great scandal that came out of Europe that the IPCC had been cooking the science, and they had ClimateGate. Remember ClimateGate? I suspect you talked about that, didn't you, on your program?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, ClimateGate was, that was just a disgrace. People over there said this is the worst scientific scandal in the history of science, and that's how serious it was. Well, that's what they're basing their endangerment finding, endangerment being that CO2 is an endangerment to health. So anyway, they're right now trying to do what they could not do with legislation, do with regulations. I've been criticized, and I don't mind saying this on your show because I think it's kind of neat. In my book, when you get toward the back of it, I quote Genesis 8:22, and it says, as long as the earth remains, there will be springtime, there'll be harvest, there'll be cold and heat, winter and summer, days and nights. Well, you know what? That's exactly right. And sometimes maybe we ought to just read and know what's going to happen.
Amen. We're visiting U.S. Senator James Inhofe. And getting back to CO2, as Dr. Edward Blick has brought out on our program many, many times, that people say, oh, CO2 is going to kill us. Without CO2, we wouldn't have any grass, we wouldn't have any trees, we wouldn't have any apples and oranges, we wouldn't have any potatoes.
It's a fertilizer.
Yes, if CO2 was harmful, you couldn't have 80,000 at a football game at Oklahoma University out in that stadium. Or you couldn't have four people riding in a car across the United States. Carbon monoxide is poisonous, but they try to make CO2 just as poisonous as carbon monoxide. CO2, as I understand it, Senator Inhofe, is not poisonous.
No, they are trying to say it's a pollutant, and yet that's this administration making those assertions. Here's something that needs to be understood. Back at the time when everyone assumed that catastrophic global warming was coming from man-made gases, scientists then started changing their minds. There's a scientist in France, Claude Allègre. He's one of the outstanding scientists in France. And he was the one who totally changed. He said, no, we've looked at this. We found out it's not true. So he came from marching down the aisle with Al Gore and yelling and screaming about we're going to have to ration all these things and change the lifestyle of people to saying, no, it's all about money. The same thing was with David Bellamy from UK. The same thing with Nir Shaviv from Israel. These were all scientists that used to be on the other side of this issue. Science has totally turned around on this issue. But let me mention one thing that I did on a program yesterday that I had kind of forgotten about, because a lot of times there are people who still believe that CO2 is causing global warming. And so I want to quote three sources here. One is the Harvard Smithsonian study. That study examined the results of more than 240 peer-reviewed papers, and they came to the conclusion that climate change is not real and that science is not accurate. Now, that was Harvard Smithsonian study. Then you had Dr. Fred Seitz. Dr. Fred Seitz was the former president of the National Academy of Sciences, and he said there's no convincing scientific evidence that human release of carbon dioxide, methane, or other greenhouse gas is causing or will cause a catastrophic heating of the planet. Here's the big one, though, because they keep trying to say, oh, the science is settled, all the scientists agree. It was a study that was done. It was a survey by George Mason University. That's here in Virginia, George Mason University. And they found that only 19% of the weather forecasters believe that climate change is happening and is caused to human activity. Only 19%. In other words, 81% of the Weather Channel casters were on that side, and so all that has been taking place. And people, I don't care what argument they use, it's just not happening. In fact, right now it's kind of interesting. Most people are saying that we are going into a cooling period. I want to mention, I'm doing this from off the top of my head, just from memory, that if you'll look at this and write this down, I'm asking this of our listeners. This is fascinating. If you take the 30-year period between 1895 and 1925, that was a cold spell. They all said, oh, another ice age is coming, we're all going to die. Then from 1925 to 1945, it was a warming period. They said, oh, global warming's coming, we're all going to die. Then from 1945 to 1980 was another cold spell. And then they were saying that another ice age is coming. I remember the front page of Time magazine, another ice age is coming. And then from 1980 to 2000 was another warming period. That's the one that they're talking about. Now it's going into another cooling period. If you followed through with that, this is the interesting thing about it. In 1945, immediately after the Second World War, that was the time when we had the greatest surge of CO2 in the air of any time in the history of the planet. And yet that precipitated not a warming period, but a 30-year cooling period. So, you know, it's just, and every time this happens, they all go crazy and all the hysterical people say that the world's going to come to an end. So, you know, we have that. We're going to win this thing. The problem is, how far are they going to be able to get with this thing? Even if we defeat Barack Obama, the threat is still out there because the money is behind it. I don't know whether Dr. Blick wrote this in his pamphlets or not, but if you take the money that is behind MoveOn.org, George Soros, Michael Moore, the Hollywood elites and all of that, they're the ones that pour millions of dollars into campaigns. That's why they become so powerful. And they're behind this thing, so even if Barack Obama is defeated, even if that happens, you need to read this book, The Greatest Hoax, to be prepared and to know what to do about it.
Certainly, Senator Inhofe has written a tremendous book. If you want the facts, this is really an important issue, and it's an important to every citizen, because the thing behind this scheme, isn't the real purpose behind this is to get control of industry and more government control of everything.
Well, that's it. But see, that's the United Nations. It's called, remember the phrase, sustainable development. Sustainable development. It's predicated on the assumption that there's too great of a disparity between the rich countries and the poor countries, and that we cannot sustain the level of development, the Earth can't sustain it, that is coming from the wealthy countries. Well, what they want to do, their ultimate goal, and you'll find this out because they're gathering in Rio de Janeiro, their attempt is to have the United Nations end up as kind of the arbitrator or the master planning to make sure that we don't have countries that are using an immoral amount of the resources of this planet. And so they're the ones who would benefit. You know, every once in a while, and you're probably aware of this, but your listeners may not be, when the United Nations comes out with something that is not in the best interest of our country, several of us in the Senate will send a letter, and we'll all sign it, and we'll say, if you don't reverse your position, then we're going to withhold some of the funding that comes from the United States to the United Nations. And this outrages them because they don't think that anyone ought to have that power, that they should not have to be accountable to anyone. Right now, there are things that are going on. You probably have had people call in on the Law of the Sea Treaty, which we would be giving over to the United Nations, 70% of the Earth's surface. They've been trying to do that since the Reagan administration. But this is the type of thing that we're fighting on a daily basis, and all they want is complete control. They want to be able to promote their liberal agenda without being accountable to the United States or any other country.
Certainly, and behind all this is the scam that CO2 is endangering the health of all the citizens and global warming. what many don't realize, that the earth used to be much warmer. Greenland was called green because it was green.
You know, it's funny you'd mention that. Among my other things, I've been a pilot for over 50 years, and I fly almost every day around the state of Oklahoma. I flew an airplane around the world, emulating the flight of Wiley Post, to a famous Oklahoman. And one of my stops was in Greenland. And that's where they said, some of the older people there said, they have studied in back there the prosperous days of Greenland, where when all of these people would come in there and develop, they were growing things, it was prosperous. And then when one of these rotations came and it turned cold, then of course everything died. So, you know, even if they were right that the earth needs to be warmer, we'd probably all be better off.
Yes, I fly over Greenland, or have flown over the Greenland several times, going to Russia, and even in midsummer, July and August, you don't see any green grass. All you see is ice and snow. As far as CO2 is concerned, Senator Inhofe, you know you can get more CO2 out of drinking a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, or a Pepsi, a regular Pepsi, a regular Coke, then you can get out of the air all day long. Yet I don't hear any moves to ban Coke or Pepsi off the market.
Well, they'll probably be next, but that doesn't accomplish their goal. Their goal is to take over the energy of the world, and that's what the cap and trade is all about. And I want to make sure that I use a quote here, because the question people ask is, well, what was the motivation? What's this all about? Who is so excited about doing this other than the United Nations, who wants the power? French president, when he was president of France, Jacques Chirac, we all remember him, he said during a speech at The Hague in November of 2000 that Kyoto, and at that time that was a treaty they're trying to get us to sign, cap and trade, again, CO2, is the first component of an authentic global governance. And bingo, that's exactly what the United Nations is trying to do. So we'll beat this thing, but people need to be informed. There's only one place they can go. And believe me, if you don't want to get the book, at least go to the website of greatesthoax.com. And I think you'll get really a good understanding of what this is all about.
Thank you, Senator Inhofe, for taking time out from your busy schedule to be with us. And I would certainly encourage all our listenership and constituency to get a copy of your book, The Greatest Hoax. Here now is Brother Jerry to tell you how you can do that.
Thanks, Brother Hutchings. The three ways to contact us are phone, mail, or the Internet. The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, P.O. Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008. And the website address is swrc.com. The Greatest Hoax is a 310-page hardback book, and we're making it available in appreciation of a $30 contribution in the United States, $35 for Canadian listeners. The subtitle of the book is How the Global Warming Conspiracy Threatens Your Future, and that's a good indication of what you'll find in the well-written book. Tomorrow, Dr. Ed Blick joins Brother Hutchings, and we're also making two of his booklets available to everyone who gets Senator Inhofe's book. We'll include, as a bonus, a copy of Global Warming Myth and Marxism and Obama's War on CO2, along with The Greatest Hoax. To contact us, call 1-800-652-1144. The website address is swrc.com. When you call, ask for details about the upcoming conference in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Stay tuned for a Bible in the News report over most of these stations. And join us tomorrow for your Watchman on the Wall program, a presentation of Southwest Radio Ministries. Welcome to today's Bible in the News report, a feature of your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. We report on a recent news story and relate it to the Bible. I'm Jerry Giltner. I'll be bringing you today's report. Some of us can remember when Boston made news banning books. banned in Boston became a well-known and oft-quoted phrase. In 2012, we can add banned in Buffalo to the list. That city's banning is not of questionable books, but rather banning Christians from peacefully sharing gospel tracts with people in a public setting that were not objecting to receiving the message that leads to eternal life with God in heaven. We quote from a WorldNet Daily, that's WND story, that was on the Internet May 13, 2012. Quote, a federal lawsuit has been filed against the city of Buffalo, New York, alleging that police threatened to arrest a Christian for peacefully handing out tracts and talking with passers-by who were willing to chat with him on public property. The complaint was filed by the Alliance Defense Fund on behalf of Gregory Owen. While handing out tracts to willing recipients on a public street during a public festival, Owen was approached by a police officer who declined to identify himself, but told him that the Buffalo Police Department is the law and he should stop handing out tracts. According to the lawsuit, subsequently, another police officer, Officer Slomka, arrived on the scene. She quickly informed Owen that they could not hand out tracts in the festival and explained that the prohibition was by our orders. Owen asked for her name, and she replied, Slomka, write it down. Owen advised that he believed the tracts to be free speech. Nonplussed, Officer Slomka reiterated that they couldn't hand out tracts there and had to go outside of the festival area to continue with their expressive activity. Then Owen inquired as to whether they would be arrested if they continued to hand out tracts in the festival area, to which Officer Slomka replied, yes, close quotes. You know, it's sad to see that in a nation that was built upon Christian principles that the sharing of the gospel has become, at least in some eyes, an illegal venture. Of course, Jesus never told his disciples that the spreading of the gospel would be easy. He indicated that even if those doing his will are harmless as doves, the work would be difficult. We read, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, but be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. That's from Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. That's today's Bible in the News report, a presentation of Southwest Radio Ministries. These reports are published each month in a booklet. You can get a complimentary copy by calling, writing, or visiting our website. Phone 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. The website, swrc.com. Join us for the next Your Watchman on the Wall program, when once again we include a Bible in the News report.